In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. I have a prophetic word for you. I hope it fits you, and I'm going to read it. The Lord says, "Do you not know that I am the master over all obstacles? Do you not know how I know how to bypass and override obstacles, but also how I know how to allow them for your own good and for your own purposes, the purposes I have for you? That is my purpose. My purpose will come about. Honest, for I am God, and my purpose will come about in you. For I am God and there is no other. No one can prevent me from doing what I want, for I am God, and I have you in my hands, and all my purposes will be fulfilled in you, and I will continue to send you the people you need." The purposes of God are always wonderful in our life, but there are always obstacles that get in the way of the purposes of God. Always obstacles. There will always be obstacles, but do you not know that the Lord says, "I can override these obstacles"? And even if I don't override them, I can allow them for your own good and for the very purpose that I have. Let me give you an example. The Lord has a purpose for a radio ministry. He had a purpose. But it didn't happen when the seed was planted in my head and in my heart. It didn't happen. It happened 5 years later. Then there were obstacles that got in the way. Like, how am I going to do this? How am I going to pay for this? What shall I call the broadcast? But those obstacles were all solved as I continued to go forward. Everything just ironed out. So the purpose of God for me to be on radio was to bless people. But it didn't happen all at once. And then the obstacles were there. But he allowed the obstacles. And he made these obstacles work for the good of his purpose. This is the way God is. As I said, sometimes he overrides the obstacles. I have a purpose. I have a purpose for this holy outpouring. I have a purpose. I have a purpose for this holy outpouring. Since we had our week of revival, the Spirit of God has been pouring himself out in a wonderful way. And God has a purpose. God has a purpose for this holy outpouring. I got a call from an email from Lenny, just writing, "I have a purpose." And you know, it just brought me to that reality of that song, "I have a purpose for this holy outpouring." He has a purpose. He pours out his Spirit with a purpose. Do you understand what I'm saying? He doesn't pour out his Spirit just because he wants to pour out his Spirit. He has a purpose. And we need to be behind the purpose of God, whatever that purpose is, even when it's hidden. How do we be behind that purpose? We continue to praise and worship Him. We continue to proclaim the Word of God. We continue to meet. We continue to sing praises and dance before the Lord. I have a purpose for this holy outpouring. And you see, the purpose always would be to touch people. Okay, so we've been having this outpouring. This is real. Every Sunday night, 7:30 at the Holy Rosary. Every Wednesday night when we're at the espousal. We'll be at the espousal retreat house tonight. I was even surprised the last time we're at the espousal. It was something new and something wonderful. Something new and something wonderful. But God has a purpose, and we want to get behind the purpose. Even though He hasn't shown us the purpose, we need to continue to praise God. That's why we praise God in the afternoon at the Holy Rosary, just to continue, just to be in that purpose of God. And then that spills over into everything. Like last night, that woman came again with the tumor in her neck. And I believe it shrunk even more last night. This is God's doing. I have a purpose for this holy outpouring. We had a little girl yesterday, about 2 or 3 years old, who at birth took a stroke. And they brought her to us, and we prayed. You see, I have a purpose for this holy outpouring, to heal the sick. To heal the sick. That's one of the purposes. But just remember, I'm the master over every obstacle that gets in your way. I can either bypass these obstacles and override them, but I also know how to allow them for your own good and for the purpose that I have for you. My purpose will come about honest, for I am God, and there is no other. No one can prevent me from doing what I want. I am God, and I have you in my hands. All my purposes will be fulfilled in you, and I will continue to send you the people you need. You see, this is reality. This is reality. The purposes of God is what I want. You know, I don't want to be involved in any kind of activity that God does not purpose, because then I'll be wasting my time. And I don't want to waste my time. I have so little time. You know, I have so, even if I live another 30 years, I have so little time. I want to be behind the purposes of God. Lord, your purposes are wonderful. You call me, Lord, and you say, I am your Lord. I am your shepherd. I have your best interest at hand. I can do all things through you. You tell me this. But you need to be abandoned, the Lord says. You need to have greater sensitivities to my will and to my Holy Spirit. You need to be abandoned and have greater sensitivities to my will and to my Holy Spirit. Lord says, I prepare you, and you shall accomplish in me, only in me, that your life be hidden in me. You shall accomplish all things that I purpose in me, if your life is hidden in me. And it tells us in the letter of the Colossians that my life has been hidden in Christ in God. I have a purpose. And you know, there are people that feel that they have a purposeless life. They don't have a purpose. That's the demonic spirit that accuses. There are people who think they have no, there is a purpose for everybody. If only just to love God. That's the greatest purpose. There is a purpose for everybody. You don't need to look for your purpose. You need to ask the Lord to let it unfold in your heart. You don't need to look for it because you won't find it, but ask the Lord to unfold His purpose for you. I remember we were at a prayer meeting many years ago, and a young man said, "I have found my purpose in life." I'll never forget it. And I was waiting to hear what he had to say. He said, "My purpose in life is to be at Planned Parenthood and to help women and to save children. God has shown me that." I will never forget it. I will never forget that. I have found my purpose in life. I'm going to tell you, that's a hard purpose. But he found it. The Lord revealed it, showed him how he, the Lord, needed this person to be there. I found my purpose in life. You see, we have all been made with a purpose. Even those who suffer have a purpose. Yes, we pray for healing. But until the healing takes place, we offer that suffering in union with Jesus on the cross. Yes, we go to the best doctors, but we offer that suffering in union with Jesus on the cross. Now, sometimes that's the hardest thing to do. But you know what? God has a purpose. What about people who are depressed? I know that is the most terrible, terrible thing. I know personally, but I'm going to tell you, God has a purpose for depression until He heals it. Whether He heals it through medicine or whether He heals it miraculously, it is to make us more sensitive to other people, more caring to the broken. God has a purpose. He has a purpose for everything. Nothing is wasted. We just need to follow the purposes of God. We just need to know that nothing is wasted. That no matter what I go through, God works all things together for the good to those who love Him. How many times have I seen this work out in my life? I remember when I was leaving Phoenix a couple of years ago. I had promised a miracle service on a Sunday, and I couldn't get on the plane. But the lady who sat next to me on the bench at the airport said, "Why don't you do it on the telephone?" It was like God was talking to me. And so what I did is I called. There were people there for the miracle service, and we started to praise God, singing "How Great Thou Art." There was a man that day that got out of his wheelchair and started walking at the Holy Rosary. He had a purpose. You know, I just could have thrown up my hands that I couldn't catch the plane and I'm not going to be there and it's going to be over. But you see, God had a purpose that day. We have telephones. We could use it on the speaker, and we could put it on a microphone. God had a purpose. He could use that, because that's the way the Lord is. See, these things are so extraordinary Because the Lord writes straight with crooked lines. So we need that purpose of the Lord would be fulfilled in us, the plan of God would be fulfilled in us. Even when we're in the dark as to that plan, and we have no idea what it is, the Lord knows. He has a purpose for you and for me. That we would count, you know, that we would count. He's made us that way. The beautiful women in the Port Clair Monastery, or the Carmelite monasteries, God has a purpose for them. His purpose is that they would be the nervous system of the church. They are constantly beholding the face of God, whether it be in darkness or in light. They are there before the presence of God, offering their lives to Christ for the church. He has a purpose. One person would say, why don't they go out and do something? They are doing the best thing. They have chosen the better part. And let me tell you, a contemplative life is not for a person who's running away. A contemplative life is for a person who's alive, who's filled with life, and who's filled with joy. God has a purpose. We were with this beautiful little child in Hawaii. And poor Jarius, he so wanted to talk. And he couldn't talk. And he was so loving, his special child. So loving, hugging me and giving me five. And I just placed my hands on his throat. And I started to declare healing. And as I started to declare healing, I began to speak to him. I love Jesus. And he would say, I love Jesus. Right. I love Jesus. And he would say it. I am 13 years old. So we got him to talk. Got him to talk. The next day he goes to school and they have to upgrade him because Jarius has started talking. No one told the school he was prayed with, but God had a purpose for this child. And I prayed that this child would talk a blue streak. And I believe that's going to happen. The Lord has a purpose. In September, we're going to be in Arizona, Phoenix, at the Warriors of Worship Conference. God has a purpose for that conference. He has a purpose for that conference. It's not only to get together, there's a purpose that God has. When we had our week of revival, there was a purpose. It was to start revival. It was to start revival, and only God can start revival. The Lord had a purpose. Even if I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, the Lord has a purpose in that. To bring you out and to teach you something. There is a purpose. You know, when we become so hardened and we see that there's no purpose in anything, that's when people get desperate. There is a purpose. God has a purpose for you. And even if you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, it's going to be all right. He will use that because he's the Lord. He can wrap it all up in the cross and do something that only he can do. He's got a purpose. So that means you want the purposes of God. They are so far greater than your purposes. Lord, hear my prayer today. I don't want my purposes. I want your purpose. And your purpose is in my life. I want to do what you want me to do. I want to go where you want me to go. I want to be your man, and I want to fulfill my destiny. My destiny. I was praying with a young man in Hawaii. Maybe he's 40. And he's got cancer. And I'd spent a lot of time with him. It is not God's destiny that this guy die. I will never believe that. I will never believe that, that the Lord's destiny for him is death. I will never believe that. God has a destiny and a purpose for his life, and we need to seek God's destiny and God's purpose. That means we send them to the best hospitals, and that means we get the people to pray and pray and pray. Will the devil try to steal the purpose? He will. Will he try to steal your destiny? He will. But you know what? The Lord says, for those who trust me, your destiny and your purpose will be fulfilled. With every crossing of the T and every dotting of the I. I have a purpose. I have a purpose for this holy outpouring. I have a purpose for you. Yes, I have a purpose for you. Seek the Lord. Seek him. Seek him still. Seek him even if he seems far away. Seek him, and he will show you that purpose. He will show you your destiny. And I'm telling you, he will fulfill it. But you've got to hold on to the hem of his garment. You can't let him go. You can't let him go. And you can't let discouragement and fear and shame get in the way. You can't let fear get in the way. You can't let discouragement get in the way. And you can't let shame get in the way. That's why we have the blood of Jesus. We overcome the evil one through the blood of the Lamb and through the testimony that he's given us. Love for life did not deter us. We've been talking about that for the last 2 days. God has a purpose for you in Christ Jesus. Don't quit. He has a purpose. Ask him to make it real, to show you, and to let it come forth from your very heart. For that purpose is already hidden in your heart. It's not far away. I thank you for listening to In Season and Out of Season. I'm here every day proclaiming the Word of God, trying to encourage you today, because the Lord is Jesus, and he's still on the throne, and he hears and answers prayer, and he's God Almighty, and he's not abdicating the throne, and he continually is the high priest, great high priest, praying for you. Let me tell you, today is Wednesday, the 25th of August, which means in 4 months it'll be Christmas. Hello! So, tonight we will be at the Espousal Retreat House at 7:30, and we will be celebrating Mass for Mary Lou O'Sullivan. And Mary Lou O'Sullivan was one of our warriors out in the streets with the poor for many years. So we'll be celebrating Mass for Mary Lou O'Sullivan tonight at 7:30 at the Espousal Retreat House. That's in Waltham, 781-209-3101, 781-209-3101. I also need to hear from you. July and August, we're at least $15,000 that we have not received. And that's a lot of money, $15,000, because we are a ministry that depend upon Jesus Christ and upon the free will gifts of the people. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. If you've never sent us a gift, please do it. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. You might not have much, but send what you have. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please help us pay our bills. Also, I want to tell you about the WOW Conference. You know, the Lord has a purpose for that WOW Conference. It's going to be on the days that are following. It's called Warriors of Worship, September 16th, 17th, 18th, and 19th. 16th, 17th, 18th, and 19th. Grace Inn, Phoenix, Arizona. Grace Inn, Phoenix, Arizona. You call 847-962-7307. 847-962-7307. That's between the 16th and the 19th of September. You could come for any time. Grace Inn in Phoenix, Arizona. 847-962-7307. 847-962-7307. I'll say it one more time. And if you'd like to look on the net, this is what you look at. It's CatholicWOW.org. CatholicWOW.org. 847-962-7307. Warriors of Worship Conference. I'll be there between the 16th and the 19th of September at Grace Inn, Phoenix, Arizona. And you know, it's been pouring and raining out. You know that, don't you? And Jimmy the Roofer is ready for your call. You don't want it to get any worse than it is, you know? 617-519-0341. 617-519-0341. Call them now. 617-519-0341. 617-519-0341. I hope to see you tonight in Waltham at the Espousal Retreat House. Bring a friend. Let's allow God to arise, and let's allow his enemies to be scattered through our worship. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.